We have a lot of snow-covered and slush-covered roads right now, but the good news is we've got city, county, and state snowplows currently out pushing, so they should get it. Once they hit them, it should clear pretty good. Problem is, with these roads and these temperatures, it's not going to warm up too much today, so it's not going to clear a whole lot on its own and then potentially refreeze. So just a little bit concerned about the overnight hours and into tomorrow as well.
What about flooding throughout the county, Randy? You still seeing a lot of roads flooded this morning?
Oh, absolutely. You know, pretty much all the flash flooding has receded, but those low-lying areas and those river areas, rivers out in quite a few spots, and the current concern is now is, you know, people get out and get on these slushy roads and slide off the road where it would normally be a field. It may be a pond of water now, so you've got that additional safety concern. So really, it'd be a nice day to stay home if they don't have to be out. Let the snow plows get the roads cleared, and we just don't want people sliding off into flooded areas.
As far as you know, the water rescues, I know you had a few in Christian County over the last night, didn't you?
Yes. We had one in the county and two or three in the city.
That just does prove the seriousness of what you're talking about, Randy. You can have something to get in the middle of something before you know it.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, especially driving at night with flood waters, you know, our transportation crews have done a tremendous job of getting signage out and all that, but the water was rising so quick with that deluge of heavy rain that, you know, we would have areas that had water over them before we would know that they were covered with water, and people were driving into dangerous situations and not knowing it till they were in the middle of it.